And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
This is it. If it's on top, we're surely playing it. All hits, all day, and it's all yours. More music variety for your ears only.
Yo, what's up, Brunei? We're the Chainsmokers, and you're listening to Cuemo and Sushi Boy on Crystal FM.
Hey, we're Tritonal, and you're listening to Cuemo and Sushi Boy on Brunei's number one radio station, Crystal FM.
The music never stops.
Hey, what's up, gang? Welcome back to another brand new episode of the Cuemo and Sushi Boy show. Tonight, we have a special guest taking over our show, and he is very big in the trance scene, and he'll be doing a special guest mix just for you guys on the Cuemo and Sushi Boy show.
That's right, but leading up to that, we'll also have an exclusive interview with him too. And if you've already followed our socials, then you would have known that he is none other than Arjun Nelson. So brother Arjun, how you been, man?
Oh, I've been good, man. I've been busy, and it's been really fun. I've actually had a vacation, so I'm happy. Fresh and good. Just started touring about a month ago. It's an awesome break.
Gotta have those breaks, huh? Anyway, speaking about tours, you are now back in Asia. How has Asia been treating you, eh?
So far, it's been absolutely insane. It's been crazy. I did two shows in Taiwan now, Taipei and Taichung. And now I come here, and tomorrow I go to Bandung as well. So it's so far, so good. We love it.
And we are pretty sure you are no stranger to the Asian exotic foods. Do you have any notable foods you've eaten so far from Asia?
Oh, actually quite a few. I was also like in Jakarta. I think it was the second time I was in Jakarta. We went to this food market and this very local food thingy where we had like apparently the food that everybody from Jakarta eats. But there was no tourists there. It was only people from Jakarta.
So local food?
Yeah, really local food. So that's a good memory. And also we went for dinner now in Taiwan as well. And I had hot pot, which I think is absolutely beautiful. Yeah, you know, it was absolutely amazing. And I love spicy food too. So.
Oh, you're a spicy dude? Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you tried the nasi lemak here in Malaysia?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, if you get the time, try the nasi lemak. It's basically coconut rice with a spicy chili paste and fried chicken.
Oh, that actually sounds really good.
Yeah.
I hope you tried the nasi lemak before you went over. Anyway, something random to kick us off with. You know, most press releases always refer to you as the Trance Viking. And we're just curious on the origins of the name, la.
That has been originated from fans, press, Armin. Armin calls me Arjun, the friendly Viking. So the Viking has kind of been there since the first few days of my career. So, but yeah, no, it's fine. Norwegian, I am Viking.
And there you have it. We know now how, where, and why you see the Trance Viking. Anyway, recently he made a new collab with Nifra Estiva and Dennis Shepherd at the same time hosting the Trance Retreat last summer. Whew, you must be busy, my friend. Well, hey, mind telling us more about this collab?
It's pretty funny though, because like the people we were having there for this masterclass thingy, they were all sitting around watching us do stuff. And so I just started playing this random melody in. Everybody seemed to like it. So, and then Estiva had this idea for maybe a bass line. Yeah, let's try that. Maybe do this. And then it was like, yeah, maybe we can do that. It was pretty cool because everybody was involved with it. So, and it seems to be to people's liking. Everybody seems to like it, so I'm really happy.
And we totally love it too, la brother. I mean, it totally brings me back to my trance days when I was shuffling to trance music before moving over to hardstyle. Anyway, speaking of Trance Retreat, how was the whole experience for you as one of the hosts as well as the mentor during this event, man?
It was really cool. It's good to also like be like we were sitting there having like the classes, but I really liked the one-on-ones where you could actually talk to people. They had like questions for you that they probably wouldn't ask in public, and they were sitting there really interested in what you were doing, and they wanted to really learn, and that's really good. They had people sitting there taking notes as I was talking, and they tried to do that afterwards as well. Somebody succeeded, somebody will succeed with it. So it's just like, it's pretty cool. I think I like this teaching.
Hey, who wants him to come to Brunei and give a masterclass? I know I do. And hey, my producer friends, if you ever see an upcoming masterclass event, don't miss it. These people are pros and they are willing to make you pros too. So do follow us on our Instagram because we will be always posting any EDM events or even masterclasses. So yes, more on to Ojen. Speaking about music producing, how did you learn the ropes of producing?
For me, it was more of a trial and error process. So I had like, I was basically having no idea what I was doing, but I was doing it. And I was learning by making mistakes. I was learning by doing something right. And I had nobody to call. I had no, like, I had internet, but nobody had any tips for you. So basically for me, it was just a really, really slow curve, just trying to teach myself. And I think that's also one of the reasons why I have what people call my style. So it's like, I think if you just watch Tips and Tricks and you do what everybody else does, you're probably going to sound like everybody else too. So I think some of it, like if there's something you specifically want to do with a track, then find it, go on YouTube. If you want to learn everything from that, that might actually handicap you more than you know. Try to find your own way.
There you have it, guys. Try to find your own way. You can always look up Tips and Tricks from YouTube, but just use that as a basic and don't copy it exactly right, because then you all just sound the same. Anyway, going down memory lane, you and Amin go way back, and you mentioned back in the days that he was someone you only dreamed of collaborating with, which you eventually did lah. Do you mind telling us how did it feel like to finally collab with him, and how was the progress like, man?
Yeah, that was really cool. I remember, he actually asked me too, and that was something that I was like, wow, that was pretty cool. No, basically it was just because we started talking like already in like 2005, we started talking. So by the time we started doing the collab, which was 2012, we were just like, you know what? He's like, I love your style, and I play it all the time. You want to make a collab? And I love his style, and I always play his stuff all the time. So I'm like, yeah, of course I want to. So that was a pretty cool process, and because of the world we live in, everything was done through servers and Skype and everything. So it was just like, he was sitting in Holland, I was sitting in Norway. Worked like a charm.
And speaking about collabs, a few weeks ago you just awarded one of Armada University students the prize, which is to collab with you. Has he already finished the collab from the contest?
Yeah. I guess he's from Mexico. He was the one who had the most innovative idea and the one that sounded the best. So overall, he was the best, and we kind of surprised him a bit. So actually, my manager and Mark, my other manager, were visiting me in my city. And we were picking the winner, and we made this plan that she was going to call him from my studio on Skype, and I was just sitting on the side so he couldn't see me, and I just jump in. It was really fun watching his face.
He went all shot.
Yeah. It's going to be finished this year. Right now, I'm on the verge of finishing my second album in 2 years. Well, actually, almost 1 year. So it's that has to take priority first. And after that, it's full on the collab.
Whew, a collab and an album finishing up soon. Are those your 2019 plans set in stone already, or will there be something more coming up for you in 2019? But you know, more importantly, is there anything you can share from the album already?
Not much yet. Well, all I can say is that a lot of it is already done. Just gotta wait for it. Well, this definitely, like I've been saying this for a while now, as soon as my album is done and we're done with that kind of music thing, I'm gonna try to look more into doing collaborations with other artists. Who they are, I'm not going to say yet because we're just still in the planning of it. It's always difficult doing collaborations in this climate because everybody's always traveling. But yeah, there's quite a few interesting coming up.
And we surely cannot wait for that as well. And the album, so don't forget to follow him, for the latest update. Anyway, that's all for Ojen Nielsen. Now, it's time for his exclusive guest mix. You guys ready for this? Sit back, relax, and enjoy the whole show, guys.
tuning into the Quaymo and Sushi Boy Show.
We'll be right back. Don't make me walk when I'm running. When I'm running, I don't forget what you promised. You won't come back in the story. In the story.
Subscribe to our Mixcloud and iTunes podcast at Quaymo Sushi Boy Music for all the previous episodes and full track listings.
Babe, don't make a sound. 2 a.m. low, gotta keep it down. Don't wait around for a signal now. Give me some verb, I ain't talking nouns. You wanna ride in the six, you wanna dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some bits. And I'm like, wait, no, been waiting too long. I want that cruel love. Wait, no, been waiting too long. Wait, no, I want that cruel love. Body of mine, losing all my innocence. Yeah, body of mine, grinding on my innocence. Yeah, body of mine, losing all my innocence. Yeah, body of mine, grinding on my innocence. Yeah, all my,
we'll be right back. You wanna ride in six, you wanna dine in six. And when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, wait, I've been waiting too long. Wait for love, I want that cruel love. Wait for love, been waiting too long. Wait for love, I want that cruel love. Body on my, losing all my innocence. Yeah, body on my, riding on my innocence. Yeah, body on my. Losing all my innocence, yeah, body on my, grinding on my innocence, yeah, on my. We'll be right back.
now, ladies and gentlemen, repeat after me.
Yeah.
And I guess that's all, folks. Thanks, Orjan, again for the exclusive interview and guest mix. Hope to see you again, brother. And yeah, for full track listings and previous episodes, you know where to find us. We're at Mixcloud and iTunes Podcast. Also, don't forget to check out our album, which is The Sounds of the Brotherhood. The link is on our social, so check that out. And spread the love, friends.
And don't forget to also follow us on our IG at KYSB Official to keep connected with all things KYSB. Aight. Till next week, this is KYSB signing off. Good night and a great weekend, guys. Ciao.